This AQAB GCSE Modern World History Revision Lessons podcast is copyright Hodder Education 2012. Who was to blame for the Second World War?
So, who was to blame for the Second World War?
Hitler, of course. Mein Kampf said he was going to do it, and he did it. He introduced conscription. He built up his armed forces. He marched into the Rhineland in 1936 and Austria in 1938. He said the Sudetenland was all he wanted. Then, in March 1939, he took the rest of Czechoslovakia. And when Britain said an attack on Poland would mean war, did he stop? No! He does a deal with Russia and invades. If ever there was a case of blame, that's it.
It's just a matter of how you present the facts. Me, I interpret it all as an outcry against the Treaty of Versailles.
How do you do that?
In 1935... 90% of the Saarlanders voted to return to Germany in a fair plebiscite organised by the League of Nations. Why? Because the Tsar had been given away at Versailles, and people were prepared to turn Nazi to put things back. Versailles limited Germany's army and demilitarised the Rhineland, so Germany rearms and marches back into the Rhineland. Versailles forbade Anschluss. In 1938, 99% of Austrians, vote for it. Versailles denied self-determination to Germany. In 1938, the Sudeten Germans demand to become part of Germany, and in August 1939, the Danzig Germans do the same. Hitler wasn't setting out to cause a war. He was just responding to anger against Versailles. And of course, the treaty was unfair, which led to appeasement because people felt obliged to give way to Hitler. He was right.
What was different about the 1930s was not the international disagreements. They were all really minor. The problem was that there was no way of stopping them sliding into war. I interpret the 1930s as a failure of collective security, as the failure of the League of Nations.
How come?
When Hitler rearmed, remilitarised the Rhineland, arranged Anschluss, the League did nothing. The League was a dead duck when it came to keeping the peace. That's why Britain made the naval agreement in 1935. The League's never going to get agreement on arms, so we'll have to do it. That's what caused appeasement. Moral persuasion isn't going to work. Let's try negotiation. And that's what caused the Nazi-Soviet pact. Stalin had joined the League in 1934, but by 1939, he realises that he needs some other way to stop Hitler. And August 1939? Danzig? The crisis that brought war? Danzig was a free city, administered by the League of Nations. If the League had been up to its job, Hitler would never have dared.
So, which of these theories is correct? How do we decide?
I think you've got to look for the clincher, the fact that proves you're right. OK, these other things, hatred of Versailles, the League's failure, maybe they're contributory factors. But in the end, there's one man forcing the pace who invades Poland, who plunges the world into war. Hitler.